You're listening to. You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
The Lucky Rock is on. I'm your host, Jason Anderson, here for another week of comedy and exciting entertainment. Try again. The Lucky Rock is on. I'm your host, Jason Anderson, here for another week of excitement. Wow. All right. I admit it. I'm officially losing it. But who cares? Let's get started with our lucky rat of the day.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
Today's lucky rant is about true political ads. A big fight erupted recently between the campaigns of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Hillary's people were furious over an ad that aired on YouTube, which was a ripoff of the famous Apple Computer 1984 Super Bowl ad. The message of the ad is basically, don't be a robot, tell Big Brother, or in this case Big Sister, to fly a kite. The ad ends with the web address of the Barack Obama campaign. Of course, once everybody found out who made the commercial, the friend of the Obama campaign who did so was fired, and the Obama campaign denied any involvement in that kind of dirty politicking. Actually, the anti-Hillary ad is pretty funny and also true. She's wanted to rule the world since she shared the reins with Bill. But of course, nobody wants to take credit for actually telling the truth in a political ad. But as with all lucky rants, I have been inspired. And so here are my suggestions for a few true-to-life political ads. Ted Kennedy and a bottle. All right, this is a cheap shot, I know. I'm sorry. But it's hilarious. Come on. The guy can take a joke, too, so I don't mind making fun of him. Seriously, Ted Kennedy and a bottle. You know, maybe it could be Jim Beam or Jack Daniels. Whatever you choose. And, you know, maybe we could throw in a young girl at the bottom of a lake who Kennedy abandons because he's too drunk to do anything about it. Oh, wait. That really happened to Kennedy at Chappaquiddick in the 60s. Let's try something lighter. Representative Willie Jefferson as Old Man Winter. Now, I don't know if you know about Jefferson, but the FBI found $100,000 in bribe money in the guy's freezer. This is a guy, by the way, who Nancy Pelosi wanted to make the head of the House Intelligence Committee. So we'll picture Willie Jefferson as Old Man Winter on a big screen, and we'll throw $100,000 at him so he can buy a jacket and come in out of the cold. Another ad, Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich as marriage counselors. Now, don't laugh. They've had two failed marriages, and they're working on their third between them. So they know a lot about, oh, wait a minute, I forgot they had affairs as well. So they know a lot about keeping the family together and promoting good traditional family values. So our ad will picture Newt and Rudy counseling men who have never had affairs and whose marriages are still intact to completely destroy those relationships and then run for office on a pro-family platform. And then finally, a political ad for the good pleasure and laughter of people of all political stripes, Rumsfeld and Rumsfeld, Master Architects. Now, of course, in the ad, Rummy will have to make everybody angry and become a lightning rod of criticism for the project, even though so many people supported it to begin with. Sadly, our ad must also feature Rummy inexplicably remaining on the job for a number of years, and then resigning abruptly, which actually clears the way for this expensive but worthwhile project to proceed. Picture it with me. Rummy and Rummy. Master Architects. You see, political ads can tell the truth and actually be funny. Just don't count on seeing them very often in the real world. And that's the lucky rant of the day.
I need to find my friend a special gift, but I don't know where to look and I don't have much time.
Forget about finding something special. Just come on down to Bed Crap and Beyond. Bed Crap and Beyond features over 100,000 square feet of useless gadgets, overpriced appliances, and faux leather massage chairs just waiting to help you make any occasion extra forgettable. Why buy something special when you can buy something crappy?
Lucky Rock online comedy show, MyLuckyRock.com, MyLuckyRock.com.
We're back on the Lucky Rock, and before we get to our first interview with Stuck in the 80s, I just want to talk about something. We're going to call this the Feel My Pain segment. I decided to take the ultimate challenge this week and order breakfast at McDonald's. No, this is not a story about getting there at 10:31 and being denied my food. This story is about ordering. Now, I went to McDonald's and I did the simple thing of ordering breakfast, said I wanted 3 of the classic egg and cheese biscuit and 2 hotcakes. Not hotcakes with sausage, 2 hotcakes. Now, before I tell you what she said to me, I'll give you a moment to ponder what order exactly my lovely friend here in Port Richey, Florida, read back to me. Da, 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 da. Anyway, she says,
"So you wanted three egg and cheese biscuits, two sausage egg and cheese biscuits, and two hotcakes."
I said, "No, no, no, no. Skip the sausage, egg, and cheese. Just the others, okay?" Then she says to me,
"Did you say orange juice?"
"No, lady, my gosh. I don't know where you got orange juice from. Who's ordering? Three egg and cheese biscuits, two hotcakes, that's it. No orange juice, no Happy Meal, no apple turnover, no soft serve cone, just three egg and cheese biscuits and two hotcakes. And throw in some strawberry jelly, because that's better with it than the syrup." You've all experienced this, the ridiculousness of ordering at McDonald's. And these are the people that Nancy Pelosi just gave a $2 an hour raise. Awesome. Sorry about that. Started doing a little Gilbert Godfrey there. Anyway, moving on to our first interview of the week. Very special guests, although a little dated. Please welcome Stuck in the 80s. Look, I just cut off your mic. No more of that. Okay, I don't even know what that is. Just chill on it, AC/DC.
How you all doing? Let's get ready to party!
Who are you talking to?
Your audience! They're ready to rock and I salute them!
Okay, that's just bizarre. Can we please just have a decent interview?
Only if you're ready to rock!
Okay, I'm ready to rock.
Alright, let's rock!
Alright, Stuck in the 80s. What's your real name?
Van Thunder!
Your real name is Van Thunder.
Yeah, my middle name is Lightning. Don't get caught in the storm.
Are you people hearing this? Are you people hearing this? Because I'm hearing this. Let's try to get this done quickly. So, Van, you heard about the show through our Stuck in the 80s ad, is that right?
Yeah, it's a mean ad with a ripping guitar lick. It's bodacious, yeah.
Okay, great, it's bodacious. Let's find out a little bit about you. What kind of car do you drive?
I drive me an 84 Corvette, but I'm looking to upgrade to the DeLorean!
A DeLorean?
Yeah, DeLorean. And I'll be sure to drive it wearing my aviators, because I'm glad to see them making a comeback. Because they were awesome when Tom Cruise was flying on a highway to the danger zone.
Okay, what about your social life? Do you get out much?
Yeah, I go to the club all the time and rock it out in my Don Johnson loafers.
You rock it out in your Don Johnson loafers.
Yeah, and I got me my swagger like Sergeant Rick Hunter. By the way, his partner Didi McCall was smoking hot.
Yeah, you totally just lost half our audience there. They don't even know who Rick Hunter was.
He was a TV cop played by the great Fred Dreyer
in the 80s.
Now I just like to watch my main man, Garrick, what you talking about, Coleman? Cindy, girls just want to have fun and lopper. And of course, Ozzy Osbourne!
Are you losing it there, Stuck in the 80s?
Don't you make fun of my voice when I'm in the middle of something great!
Look, this interview has just turned into a lot of yelling. Can we at least cover one serious topic?
Go for it, baby! I'm ready to rock!
You said in the pre-interview that you were completely opposed to the U.S. war on terror?
Yeah, baby, they call them terrorists! But they used to call the Soviets the evil empire in the 80s! And look where that went!
Yeah, well, that actually worked. A lot of people didn't like Reagan at the time because he was straight up with the Russians, but security through strength worked.
What are you talking about? It worked?
Yeah, it worked. The Soviet Union fell, and just like we did successfully with the Soviets, we should take an equally tough stand with the terrorists today.
Yeah, well, at least Reagan got it right with immigration. He was kind enough to let people who just came here to earn a living stay in our country and do the jobs nobody else wanted.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about in 86 when Reagan actually gave amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. The only problem is that it did nothing to solve the issue of border security, which is more important than ever today. And Reagan's plan did nothing to stem the flow of people breaking the law to get in this country. Mr. Thunder, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I just got one thing to say.
Stuck in the 80s!
You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
British accent in a bottle. Now you can sound brilliant no matter who you are or what you believe.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Now try it with British accent in a bottle.
And then, old chums, it's on to Washington, D.C.
to reclaim the White House. Hooray!
British accent in a bottle.
Lucky Rock, online comedy show. MyLuckyRock.com. MyLuckyRock.com. Lucky Rock is back on. Want to know if you actually like the music we're playing on the show. Hold on as I get a cup of coffee here. See, the good thing about having your own show is that it doesn't matter if you want to drink a cup of coffee, because people can't say anything. And I'm buying the advertising, so there. Anyway, I do want to know if you like the music on the show. Send me an email to info@myluckyrock.com. If you have suggestions, too, for the show, if you've got music that you make, I'll look at it. What the heck? I'll listen to it. You get the idea. Anyway, let's get on to the greatest segment in the history of the free world. East meets West with Mr. Big. Mr. Big, you here with us again?
Yes, I am. I am so happy with this week. I have lots of good news to report from Hollywood and from Capitol Hill. I am so excited.
Mr. Big, you sound like you're channeling a little bit of that fat little roly-poly thing from that animated movie.
No, Baldi, I just think that maybe you should stick to hosting and I should stick to comedy.
You know what? You're from Austria, right? Yeah, if it weren't for us, you'd be speaking Rhineland right now, okay? Sprechen Sie Deutsch, ja?
It's not very nice, Mr. Lucky Rock. It's just a joke.
Go ahead with your segment.
Fine. I'll do my segment if you lay off your coffee and chill out a little bit. Anyway, this is East Meets West with Mr. Big. Frankie Muniz is to compete as a professional race car driver. With his acting career apparently stalling, former Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz has ditched acting for race car driving. In fact, Muniz will be competing in the upcoming Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Also said to now be considering racing are former Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay, singer Ashley Simpson, and most of the former cast of Friends. In political news, peace activist Armed with Poetry recently camped out in the office of Democrat Chris Van Hollen. The activist read the names and biographies of soldiers killed in Iraq, capping each by banging on the gong they had brought with them. Always one to appeal to her base, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has begun ringing a bell every time Democrats come up with a different plan for Iraq. We'll let you know when the ringing stops. In Hollywood news, George Clooney likes Obama, but from a distance. Famed actor and political activist George Clooney is supporting Barack Obama for president. However, Clooney has decided to do so from a distance, fearing a backlash against Obama for being too friendly with Hollywood liberals. In other news, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and Cuban leader Fidel Castro are rumored to love the New York Times. But Hugo and Fidel are keeping their affection quiet so that readers don't recognize the Times' love for US-hating dictators. One more Hollywood story here. Scientology could have saved Anna Nicole Smith. Famous Scientologist John Travolta recently said that Scientology's drug rehab program, Narconon, could have helped Anna Nicole Smith. By the way, the Narconon program involves lots of exercise, lots of vitamins, and tons of sauna time. In the related story, former Enron executive Jeff Skilling says that the Enron method could have helped former President Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. The Enron method involves lying under oath and making a mockery of the public trust. I guess Mr. Clinton was already aware of the Enron method. In foreign political news, a huge French oil company is wooing Iran. French oil giant Total SA is being investigated for shady dealings with Iran. This is happening even as a French prosecutor is already looking into Total SA's alleged kickbacks to Saddam Hussein. Ah, good to see the French are finally getting involved in the war on terror. In other news, Rosie O'Donnell has become a master diplomat. This week, Rosie said that she thinks that the recent Iranian kidnapping of British sailors in Iraqi waters is just a ploy by the UK and the US to set up an attack on Iran. In November, Rosie said the following when speaking about suspected terrorists. You can walk through life believing in the goodness of the world, or walk through life afraid of anyone who thinks different than you, and trying to convert them to your way of thinking. Now, the Lucky Rock would like to point out that the GPS coordinates for the British ship, provided by Iran itself, showed the UK sailors to be in Iraqi waters when they were kidnapped by the Iranians. The Lucky Rock also wonders why Rosie has not personally ventured to Iran to see firsthand the goodness of Muslim Sharia law toward women, especially those practicing alternative lifestyles. In Pop-Tart news, Paris Hilton could receive up to 90 days in jail for driving on a suspended license in a 2007 Bentley. Paris is actually rumored to be looking forward to the jail time because she thinks it will add to the street cred she's already built up through her Simple Life reality show. In the music industry story, Jennifer Lopez would not promote her new Spanish language album in Latin music outlets, said the representative from the US's largest chain of Latino music stores. We've supported her from the beginning. Now we're told by her record company that she will only visit Anglo retail outlets. In a related story, Barack Obama, looking to market himself to moderate and independent voters, is rumored to be refusing to attend campaign events sponsored by liberals of any kind. This after liberal lobbying group Americans for Democratic Action gave Obama a perfect 100 score. And finally this week, in order to entice reluctant Democrats to vote for the war funding bill, Nancy Pelosi and friends loaded the legislation with $20 billion in pork projects, including $74 million for the peanut industry, $124 million for the shrimp industry, and $25 million for spinach producers. This is the very kind of ridiculous government overspending that Pelosi promised that she would oppose if she became the Speaker of the House. Inspired by Nancy Pelosi's broken promises, Madonna has assured her fans that her next film will feature great acting and be a box office smash. And that's it for East Meets West with Mr. Big.
Is your wife a drag? Are your kids getting you down? Take back your life! At Giuliani and Gingrich Counseling, we'll teach you how to ditch your starter family and find the heartless young baby your dreams. The more publicly, the better. And as a special bonus to our political clients, we'll teach you how to wreck your family and then campaign on a pro-family platform. Why be devoted when you can be deluded? Lucky Rock, online comedy show, MyLuckyRock.com. MyLuckyRock.com.
Back on the Lucky Rock, and I just want to say to all of you considering Giuliani and Gingrich Counseling, they will help your marriage fall apart, that is. Anyway, got an interview now that I've been looking forward to for a couple of weeks. Let's bring in Walmart Guru. How you doing, Mr. Lucky Rock? Doing great. What's with the voice? You don't like the way I talk, you're just gonna have to deal. I'm gonna have to deal? Well, that's what the kids say. And if you don't like it, talk to the hand. Ah, that's nice. What, did you pull that from, like, 1995?
It's the best material I could come up with, considering who I get to work with.
No insulting the host, okay? I am the host. I am the Lucky Rock.
You sure got a face for radio.
Let's talk about Walmart. I have to go to Walmart. Pretty much everybody has to go to Walmart, except for those who get to go to Target. Of course, I hate Target, too, because of the ridiculous return policy.
Yeah, I hate Target. They got so much nice stuff in there, and they got them cool commercials.
Yeah, I don't see any cool commercials coming out of Walmart.
No, we don't do no cool commercials. We just got about 100,000 square feet of low-price junk.
Okay, well, at least you're aware of what you're doing there at Walmart. How long you been working at Walmart, by the way?
I've been working there about 20 years. I sure like it.
You like working at Walmart?
Yeah, I like it because, you know, people depend on me, and I just like knowing my way around the place and helping people.
Okay, Walmart Guru, you realize you just put yourself in about 0.1% of Walmart workers because you like your job, you know your way around the store, and you actually like to help people.
I understand. I get a lot of people who tell me that most of the workers break out and do a dead sprint when they see customers coming. But I don't do that. I can't sprint no more.
Okay, I have a couple questions about Walmart, just real quick. I'd like to get your insider's perspective on how the store works. Can you please explain to me, when I use the self-checkout, what is with the lady who guards that thing like Fort Knox?
You see, most people's real dumb. I mean, they couldn't check out of a paper bag. In fact, at one time, we tried using German Shepherds to guard the self-checkout, but people started raiding the gun shelf to fight off the dogs. So we switched to using the meanest-looking worker to guard the self-checkout.
Well, at least if the dogs attacked, you had bandages right there in the store to fix people up.
Yeah, that's aisle 29 right next to the ointment.
Wow, you just know that off the top of your head?
They don't call me the Walmart guru for nothing.
Let me ask you about something else there at Walmart. What is with the bait and tackle area? What is going on over there?
Yeah, we call that no man's land.
I went in there a while back, and I'm telling you, that guy wasn't speaking English, okay? I heard dabba-dabba-dabba-jig, dabba-dabba-dabba-dab-lur, dabba-dabba-dab-pull.
Yeah, actually, I've had to step in and translate more than once. Once you get used to the intonation in the voice, then you can pretty much figure it out from there.
All right, then, what is that guy saying to me?
Well, I'm pretty sure he was saying you were an idiot and that you wouldn't know a jig from a lure from a pole.
So he's making fun of me.
Well, yeah, basically, but you think he's real dumb. It actually cracks him up.
Aha, very funny. Okay, one last question for you. I have a theory. My theory is that people drive their shopping carts just like they drive their cars.
Yeah, that's a real interesting observation. You got Europeans coming in the store and they drive on the wrong side of the aisle. You got older people who got blind spots the size of Texas and they'll just cut right out in front of you. And then some of our employees come through with them flatbed carts. I suggest you get out of the way because they'll hit you like a Mack truck going through a Prius. But I got me one of them diesel horns. And when I blow that thing, people get out of the way. It's pretty much like the running with the bulls in Pamplona.
I'll have to remember that next time I'm in Walmart. Thanks so much, Walmart Guru. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with this week's You Gotta Be Kidding Me. We're back on the Lucky Rock, and I'm not going to lie to you. Try to do this week's You Gotta Be Kidding Me intro about five different ways. Here's another one for you. How you doing? You doing all right? You enjoying the show? Good. Here's this week's You Gotta Be Kidding Me. Today's You Gotta Be Kidding Me is about Hollywood Jesus. Nothing like filmmakers tackling history. Oliver Stone gave us Alexander, Ron Howard graced us with the Da Vinci Code, and now James Cameron unveils The Lost Tomb of Jesus. Titanic director James Cameron has just produced a new documentary, which millions recently watched on the Discovery Channel, in which he and his buddies claim to have found the burial place of Jesus and his family. Never mind that professional archaeologists have known about Cameron's tomb since the early 80s, and they've almost universally dismissed it as the Crypt of Christ. And never mind that Cameron's conclusions are based on evidence so pathetic that it would make 9/11 doubters blush. One quick for instance. Cameron claims that the odds of finding the same combination of names in one family, buried in another first century tomb, are too incredible for this burial site to belong to anybody but Jesus and his family. Unfortunately for Jimmy Titanic, we don't have a baby names A to Z from first century Palestine. In fact, Jesus and his family and followers were poor, and unless you were rich and powerful, history didn't remember you or what you named your kids. But just like he added Jack and Rose to the history of the Titanic, so James Cameron has now added his own storytelling magic to the history of Jesus Christ. The only catch is, this time he expects you to believe it really happened his way. Thankfully, true history isn't just great storytelling. Ask yourself, did planes really hit two buildings in New York on 9/11, or is that just a story? According to many sources in and out of the Bible, Jesus truly lived. It's not just a great story, it's actual history. But exactly who Jesus was is another matter. If you want to know the truth about the Jewish peasant who claimed to be God in human form some 2,000 years ago, and in fact claimed to be the only way to God, I suggest you start with the words of another great storyteller, the author of the Chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis. Now, thankfully, as I make this reference to C.S. Lewis, you know about him because a movie came out recently called The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Heaven forbid you should actually read the book, but I digress. Lewis said Jesus was either a liar, a lunatic, or our Lord. That is, if Jesus knew he wasn't God, but claimed to be so anyway, just to attract followers, money, and more, then Jesus was a liar, no nice way to put it. Or Jesus was a lunatic. Remember, Jesus claimed to be God, to be from God, to not be from this world, and to soon return to God. Jesus also said that he would rise from the dead. Now, if Jesus truly believed all these things about himself, and they weren't true, then he wasn't just a little off, he was nuts. But if Jesus was in fact God in flesh and blood, and not afraid to say so, and if Jesus proved as much by rising from the dead, then he truly was and is God, and is the Lord of everyone, with consequences for this life and the next. As you think about all this, keep an open mind, but don't pull a Jimmy Titanic and leave your head so open that your brains fall out. In the meantime, you gotta be kidding me. Lucky Rock is done for another week. I'm your host, Jason Anderson, reminding you to check out MyLuckyRock.com. On the website, you can now see headlines from our blog, and you can download ringtones. Buy them. Actually, they're free for now. So get on it and spread the lucky to the world. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Lucky Rock. The Lucky Rock is off. You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.